At a special registration site just outside the town of Barneveld, wildlife biologist Don Bates is using duct tape and a plastic bag to wrap a decapitated doe. Once wrapped, he heaves it into a refrigerated semi-truck trailer. There are about 30 headless carcasses already in the truck. They're lined up in a row on their backs, hooves sticking straight up. They'll be shipped to a crematorium in Poinette. 30 doesn't sound like a lot when compared to the 25,000 deer the Department of Natural Resources says it needs to kill to wipe out all the deer in the infected area. But Bates says the harvest in this first of 4 week-long eradication hunts is a good start. He says it will be harder to shoot deer as the summer progresses.
The crops will soon be up, so you won't be able to see into the agricultural field, so this may be a better opportunity to harvest deer than it will be in the months of July and August. Of course, once crops are harvested and we get into the fall season, that's when we'll see the big numbers of deer.
Removing all the deer in the area means shooting fawns as well as does and bucks, and some hunters are finding that hard. Mike McKay brought in a doe he shot on his land in the town of Vermont, but he says 2 days ago he passed up the chance to kill 3 others, 2 of them fawns.
The only 2 clear shots I had were fawns, and I wasn't going to do it. And I took a shot and I missed, and when the doe ran, there was a fawn behind her, and I'm glad I missed.
McKay says he's not sure he wants to kill any more deer this summer. Don Bates says lots of hunters have similar feelings about this eradication process, and it's not clear how enthusiastically hunters will respond as it continues. Bates says most hunters have a hard time getting excited about killing deer out of season.
This isn't really a hunt, it's an eradication. And there's not a whole lot of enjoyment of shooting deer in the spring. That the does may have fawns either in them or may have already dropped their fawns. The bucks that, of course, are the prize trophy in the fall are just developing their antlers, and it's just not a normal situation.
But officials hope hunters won't give up on the process. This first week-long eradication hunt ends Friday night. The next special hunt runs July 13th through the 19th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.